CBS. Health experts have long told us that eating too much meat is not good for our health, and that consuming less of it can be beneficial to us in the future. A Stanford medicine-led trial reaffirms that by comparing vegan and omnivore diets among 22 pairs of identical twins. Researchers found having a vegan diet can improve cardiovascular health in as little as 2 months. That's encouraging. And for a closer look, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Professor Christopher Gardner, nutrition scientist at Stanford University. He is the senior author. And Professor, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, happy to share.
You know, this study, which was released today, we should say, approaches this in a different light in the sense that you and your team looked at twins. Why was that a huge factor in this study?
You know, in all these kinds of studies, what we try to do is randomize participants to one group or another. And in science, the randomization is supposed to mean that we've equalized the exercise and the sleeping and the other variables that might affect it other than diet. And we've balanced them between the two groups. But this is an extra step in that balance. We had identical twins. They had the same genes. They grew up in the same environment. They were exactly the same age, obviously, because they're identical twins, and they were a blast to work with.
And so you fed each twin different, what, one red meat and then one just a vegan diet?
Yeah, but so it wasn't just red meat. So it was a healthy omnivore diet, or a healthy vegan diet, and I'm happy to expand on that, but we probably don't have time. For 4 weeks, we had a food delivery service, Trifecta, give them all their meals. So they're like instantly adherent for the first 4 weeks. And then we hoped from what they learned from getting all those meals and what kind of variety we expected from them for the last 4 weeks, they bought it and made it on their own. And so that was the 8 weeks, 2 4-week sessions, randomly assigned twins. And at the end, the vegans had lower LDL cholesterol, lower weight, lower insulin, and a few other things.
But were they happy?
Interestingly, to be fair, the vegans were a little disappointed with the restrictions. It is harder to be a vegan. So when they were out with friends, when they're out at restaurants. So to our credit, I think to the twins' credit, 21 out of the 22 pairs finished the whole study. They didn't quit and say, oh, my God, I can't do this. They all did it. But there was a little less satisfaction on the vegan diet, and I think it was because it was a shock to a bunch of them, and they weren't accustomed to some of those restrictions. So to be fair, the omnivores were more satisfied with their diet.
Really interesting. So do you get the sense, because it sounds like you're talking with these twins to see the outcome, obviously, and to see how they're doing with their progress. Do you think that they will adopt some of their eating habits that you introduced to them?
You know, it's really funny. So we have a really great 3.5-minute Stanford video on this where this is months and months later. We finished the trial a long time ago. And we had three pairs. One pair said, nah, we didn't follow it at all. The other pair said, totally embraced it, went vegan for 6 or 7 months. I'm now vegetarian, but I maintain many of those things that you've got going on. And the other twin that we interviewed was a little more obscure. They said, you know, I loved being a citizen scientist. I did this for the sake of humanity. And so we had a no and a yes and a, you know, I just love science and I want to help people understand more. So a mixed response.
That is awesome. Professor, thank you so much for sharing with us.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on the show. Have a good night.
You too. Professor Christopher Gardner, nutrition scientist at Stanford University. He is the senior author. We are on to the